Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're, however you're listening, whenever it is when you're listening. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I wish you could see what happens before this show goes live. Okay, I'm going to let you know. Don't tell anybody. But I actually looked at my thumbnail and I said, oh my God, my thumbnail. I had to find the clippers to clip my thumbnail. It was a hangnail. You know how uncomfortable that is. But please don't tell anyone. Reality Spirituality with your happiness specialist, your global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. That's me, folks. And let me tell you something. Being a happiness specialist is more than a notion. It is, oh my goodness, this walking it, not only talking it, but walking it. It's rough, folks. It's rough. But, you know, I think I'm a pioneer. I'm one of the pioneers because in today's time, what I talk about on the show, and I have new listeners all the time, and thank you so much for listening. What I talk about on the show is everyday life moments, real life. That's why it's called Reality Spirituality, real life. What happens in real life, and what are your responses? What are your reactions? How are you going to be able to react and be peaceful regardless of what the world is throwing out at you? And when I say you, I mean you personally, because we all have our own journey. We all have our own lessons. We all have our own path. And that's what's so interesting about this life. And so what I do as a happiness specialist is to share with you what I've learned about how to experience more happiness. And when I say happiness, that word is the same thing as, I mean, that word is interchangeable with internal peace, contentment, balance, relaxation, satisfaction, the vibration of peace. That's what I'm talking about when I say happiness. So I'm not saying that something has to happen. No, I'm telling you that that is your foundation. Your foundation is peace. And what I share on this show is how to practice and what to practice to have a foundation of peace and contentment. Because isn't that really what it's all about? In the long run, really, isn't that really what you want? Or is it? I want you to take a listen. You know how I start off so quick on this show. Let me do just a couple of, you know, marketing PR stuff. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can, my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have some videos up on the YouTube channel. Woo! Videos of when I did a book signing in January of this year. And also, I am available for talks, for weekend retreats. Just contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Woo! Okay, that's enough of that. I'm really not good at marketing. I'm just, it's just not my thing. So today's topic is so interesting because if you followed me and you listened to the show, also, if you're in the queue, if you want to speak with me live, just press the number one. I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number one if you want to talk to me or if you have a question. I really like answering questions because when you ask a specific question, I mean, you want answers, and I'm really into solutions. If there's an issue, if there's a challenge, there is a solution to all of it. And if the solution comes with finding a solution that is going to be, bring you more peace. Not finding a solution that you're right and they're wrong, finding the solution that brings you more peace, a.k.a. more happiness. So today's topic is what do you want? And let me say something. I usually start off with what's in the news, and I'm going to use myself as what's in the news. If you listen to the show, you know that I share a lot of backstage information, a lot of what's behind the curtain. So I'm a big football fan, always have been, just a big football fan. And I remember, this is going to start in February of this year. I was in Oakland for some reason, and I was close to the Oracle Center. Now, if you're a basketball fan, you know Golden State Warriors, they're the team, number one team in the nation for the last few years, Oracle Center. And I just happened to be there in Oakland at the same, one of the same nights the Golden State Warriors were playing basketball. Now, don't tell anybody, but I do not like them. They're not my team. And when I say don't like them, I'm just saying that they're just not my team. But I said, you know what? To experience the Oracle Center and the Golden State Warriors, I mean, the number one team in the country, wouldn't that be a cool thing to do? I'm here. I don't have any plans for the evening. Wouldn't that be fun and nice? And I think I want to go. I even looked online for tickets. You know, tickets, a good seat. But as I kept researching these tickets, had a free evening, I asked myself, why do you really want to go? You don't even like that team. That's not even your favorite team. Why do you want to go? Well, immediately, I mean, I was thinking, I'll post pictures. I'm at the Oracle Center. I'm at the game at the Golden State Warriors, last year's champions, blah, blah, blah. Actually, they weren't last year's. Anyway, they're a championship team. And the reason why I wanted to go, listen, I'm honest, the reason why I wanted to go was to tell everybody that I was there. Ooh. And it was easy for me to come up with that one because I don't even like the team. It was. I'm going to the Oracle Center, and I'm going to share it with everybody else that does or doesn't care, that does or doesn't care, doesn't want to know. So I scratched that. I didn't get a ticket, and I didn't go because I confronted myself. And listen, this happiness thing, all of the work, all of the solutions are right in the mirror there, people. You just got to look in the mirror. I know sometimes it doesn't, I don't want to look, but it's all in the mirror. So I had to give it up to my ego and say, yep, the only reason why I would want to go to a team I don't like is because I wanted to, share it. And what's that? Ego boost? Well, I'm here to humble the ego. I'm here to cripple the ego. I'm here to feed the ego less and less and less. And when you feed the ego less and less, it starts to starve, and it doesn't show up as much. But, you know, let me scratch that, because it still shows up, but it doesn't have the power. It doesn't have the power because that job of the ego is to make you feel bad. Make you feel as bad as possible. Some people say lower self versus higher self. You know what I'm talking about, that voice that gives you this false idea of feeling good. Oh, if I get this, I'll feel good. Oh, if I achieve that, I'll feel good. And that's going to be the topic of today's show. What do you really want? So back to the story. So fast forward to last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Football fans, you either love them or you hate them. But my team is the New England Patriots. I love Bill Belichick. I love Tom Brady. Sorry for you non-Patriot fans. Sorry. And they're playing another team that, you know, is not my, one of my favorites, the Steelers. And, Tom Brady is only going to be playing for so much longer. Maybe, I don't know, he's in his 40s. He's doing something that hasn't even been heard of. I mean, at the level of his achievement in his game playing football at this age. I said, I want to see Tom Brady before he retires. He might retire this year. He might retire. I want to be able to see him. I want to be able to say that I was at a game. And I started looking for tickets. I started looking at flights, going to New England. I said, I want to go to a game where it's rivaling, you know, a team that I don't want in the team that I'm rooting for. So I chose Pittsburgh and New England. And they play on December the 16th on a Sunday at 4 o'clock in the evening. Oh, I did the research, people. I called, you know, checked for prices. I looked at Airbnb. All of this stuff, I was ready to go. I mean, yeah, I like the Patriots. I want to see Tom Brady beat up on the Steelers. I want to go. I've never been to Pittsburgh. All of that, I was in love with that whole plan. Bear with me because we will get to the topic of what do you want. I was in love with it. I was excited. And plus, my birthday is around December. Oh, this is a perfect birthday gift for me. I always give myself a great birthday gift. Perfect birthday gift from me to me. And then I shared it with somebody who's really conscious. And they said, I said, well, I'm going to Pittsburgh to see the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots play. I said, ugh. And as soon as I got that check, you know how you're being checked. You know when the truth is on your shoulder and the ego is on the other shoulder. You know when the universe is on one side and then the ego is on the other. You know which one. And I got that check and it kind of took me back. I was like, what? Now I have to ask myself the same question. I didn't want to ask it, my dear audience. Trust me, I did not want to ask that question. I didn't want to ask the question, did I want to go to the Patriots game? I asked this question, would I want to go to the Patriots game if nobody knew about it, if I didn't tell one person? Because, look, I got to get on a flight. I got to go to L.A., then I got, because there's no place from, you know, direct flight where I am here. I got to go to a big city where I can get a direct flight. I got to find a place that, you know, all of this time, it's cold weather. It wasn't going to be an easy trip. It was going to be a, you know, three-day trip. Would I want to go to that game if nobody knew? Oh, I already had people that I was going to call and let them know that I was going. Other football fans. I mean, isn't that, that's what you do, right? You share what you're doing? And the answer to that question was no. No, I really don't want to go. If I couldn't share it with anybody, if I couldn't tell anybody else, I went or I was going or look at me and look at these pictures. Oh, trust me, audience, it's easier for me to say it out loud now, but when it really hit me, the truth really hit me, I was a broken happiness special. My head hung down, the ego got me in the back door. It was a backdoor attack by the ego. But I was in love with the idea of going. I was in love with the idea of sitting in that stadium. I was in love with the idea of being there. But the underlining all of that underneath it all was this old Rebecca sharing what I've done, where I am, blobbity blah blah blah. Sorry for the blobbity blahs. So I had to give that up, and I gave it up because it was an ego trip. Because if I didn't share it, I didn't want to make the trek. I didn't want to go through all that going. I didn't want to go under all of that. Please don't share that with anybody. I don't want anybody to know that my ego sometimes, no, actually more than sometimes, pops up. But see, that's the thing. This happiness, you know, people say that happiness is a choice. I just wrote this out today. Happiness is a practiced skill. Happiness is what you practice in every moment. Peace is what you practice in every moment. What do you want? And you know, so my question today is, what do you want? And I'm asking you, I'm really asking you to do some real soul searching and come up with what do you want? What is it that you want? What is it do you think or do you feel that is going to give you a sense of satisfaction and peace? I mean, come on. Isn't that what it's all about? A sense of satisfaction and peace, internal of peace and satisfaction. Isn't that what it really is? Isn't that what you want? Don't you want just to feel happy and at peace? And that word happy, some people don't like it, but I like that word because, yeah, I'm happy. But it doesn't have anything to do with what I'm doing or what I've done. Can I be? It is a being. It is a state of being. It is a state in mind. It is a state of mind. Happiness is a state of mind, and it is a practice skill. So my question is, what do you want? And when you write out and when you really, I'm just going to challenge you to maybe 10 things, maybe 5 things. What do you want? Really, what is it? Write them out. Let's get clear on it, because when you're clear, then when you have clear questions, you'll have clear answers. So what is it that you want? Write it out. And I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to give you, take a minute to go get a pencil and a paper or a pen and a paper and write it out. I was looking at, I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I was looking at this movie, you know, okay, I'm a girl too. I'm a girl, romantic, all that kind of stuff. And I was looking at this movie that I've seen a few times, and it's the Sex and the City movie. Yeah, I know, but anyway, but see, there's lessons in everything. There is so many lessons in the most frivolous things. So this one, the character's name is Miranda, and the husband cheated on her, and she's making a decision whether to go back with him or not, to forgive him or not. And so she was writing out a list of pros and cons. Why she should go back with him, cons why she wouldn't want to go back with him. I mean, she was sitting there in a cafe writing out this list. And me, I'm looking at this movie, and I freeze framed it because I had it on tape, and I freeze framed it right on the list because I wanted to see what I wanted to see what people, you know, the average, I don't want to say the average person because that's not even true, but what people think is a pro and a con for being with someone. You know what? That's going to be have to be another show. That's going to be a relationship show. But I have to continue with this just for a second. But I got to do a whole relationship show. The pros and cons, some of the pros were he's a good father, he's a good lover, he was honest, things like that. And the cons was, oh, he's forgetful, he criticized me, he cheated on me, he's untrustworthy, he's sloppy, all of these things. And my point is this. Yes, I have a point. And it ties into what do you want? Because I was looking at that list. And I challenge you to say, look at your list now, because you should have it complete. And I challenge you to look at your list and I'm asking you, are these universal wants or are these a man-made program? Look at your list. Are they universal wants or are they programmed wants? I have to open up again. Oh boy. I remember going on a trip when I was 18 years old. I was with a boyfriend at the time. That's right, at the time. And I remember going to Carmel in Monterey in California. When I was younger, we would go to Yosemite every year. I mean, I was in love with the forest, mountains, and the trees. I'm in love with the forest. I always have been. Always have been. And I remember at that age, I was 18, and I said, I want to live in the forest. I want to retire. I said retire. I want to retire, and I want to live in the forest. Guess what, my dear audience? I'm retired, and I live in the forest. And I'm saying all that to say, there is no satisfaction, there is no sense of peace getting that I wanted since I was 18 years old. Absolutely none. What? What do you mean, no satisfaction? The universe, first of all, the universe knows what it's doing. The universe's plan is so, I can't stand it. I don't like it. It's not my plan. I would not have planned this situation. Trust me, because I have never felt so much. Oh, I might just cheer up on this one. I have never felt so much fear living as in my life as I feel living in this forest. Now, my Oregonians friends, they think they laugh at me. I mean, these people are so used to wild animals and so used to dealing with all of the wildlife. I'm telling you, when I first moved, I was afraid to go out of my house because there was always something moving. I hear things. I hear hoof prints. I mean, I hear there's quiet, peace and quiet, and the animals. It scares me. What I wanted, and I thought that being in the forest was going to be peaceful. Now, listen, the air smells great, beautiful view. But I have never been so afraid of things in my life. Yesterday, just yesterday, I heard, I mean, there's always something going on out there. Always. Can you imagine? I say I'm living in the zoo without the cages. There was this loud thump that I heard in the next room. I mean, it was a bang. Yesterday. Now, I've been here a little bit over a year, so I don't jump as high and I don't scream as loud and I don't get as startled, but I'm still, it's like I'm on a startled, like I'm, what is it, flight or fright? Well, I'm into the fright. There's nowhere to run. I'm not running anywhere. I hear this huge bang on one of the windows in the back. Now I know I got to get up, and I have to see where it is. And see, I'm not one of these, oh, what, you know, what's that? No, I got to walk. I have to walk very slowly. Now, I'm in my own house. I have to walk very slowly because I'm afraid about what's around the corner. And I look outside because there's, you know, it's windows. And I look outside and I look on the deck. And sure enough, there was a bird, a small bird, that hit the window. And I'm looking at him because this happened when I first moved here. And there was a little bird that hit the window. And I'm looking at him and he was, you know, down for a long time. He was probably down for about 2 hours. Maybe, I don't know, maybe an hour or so. But he was down and out for a while. And then all of a sudden I look out again and he was gone. So I'm thinking the same thing's going to happen with this bird. So this bird is down and out. I'm looking at him, as you know, stiff as a board. His little poor little feet are up, stiff. And then I look up at the window, and I'm telling you, I screamed in my own house. I scream all the time. Feathers are stuck all on the window. Just feathers are just all stuck where he crashed. I'm thinking, oh, geez, please let this bird wake up. Come on, bird. I kept checking on him and checking on him, and hours later, now I see these bugs on him, and these, you know, this bug is on him and that bug is on him. I said, oh, no, don't tell me I have to go outside and get this bird. I mean, I've never picked up a dead animal in my life, ever. No, I haven't. Oh, I'm getting all eebie-jeebie just telling you the story. So finally, when I figured out that this bird is really gone, don't laugh, but I get two paper bowls, you know, those cereal bowls, but they're made out of, you know, paper bowls. And I get two of them. And I got to go out there, and I got to scoop them up in one of the bowls. Oh, and his weight is in the bowl, and I'm telling you, it's just freaking me out. Now I'm scratching. It's freaking me out. So this is the moral. So I got to put them up, and I got to wrap them up. I wrapped them, put them in those two bowls, covered them, bottom bowl and a top bowl. Then I put that in a plastic baggie, in a plastic bag, you know, one of those shopping bags. I put it in three bags and tied it. And took them out to the trash. I'm saying this to say that what you think you want, talking about myself, let me just stay on myself, what I thought I wanted, and I thought I wanted to live in the forest because of its, you know, clean air, beauty, peace, all of these things, a sense of contentment, I'm in the forest. None of that. Now, listen, you nature lovers, you people that are out there that I find peace in the forest. So what happens when you leave the forest? What happens when you go in the city? What I'm saying is this peace, this contentment that you are searching for, that you're wanting, what do you really want? Can't be any program wants. Well, they can be program wants, but trust me, it's not going to bring you any contentment. Look out there. I've told this story before. I'm going to share it again because it's right on point. Oprah has everything a person could want. I mean, from what she access, travel anywhere she wants to go, has any person at her fingertips, anything she wants. And this was a few years ago. I was on a, not just me, there were thousands of us, on a teleconference call. And Oprah was on this call. This is when she had her special that she did. Remember when she had her own special? It was called Belief, and it was a series. It was a series of shows. I believe it went for 6 weeks. I really don't remember. But she was marketing it, and this was before Big Belief came out. So she was on this conference call because there were a few of us, thousands of us, maybe hundreds of us, that were supposedly helping her market this, because she didn't have her show then. This is when she gave up her show and she left OWN. or she left her own show, you know, her talk show. And so she was on this call, and she was talking about the Pope. And I've told the story more than once, so if you've heard it, just close your ears or go do something else. But she was talking about the Pope. And remember when the Pope visited the United States? This was, I don't know, years ago. It was the same year that her belief show was coming out, her belief series was coming out. And she was talking about the Pope and how she was either in the same room with him. And she said, I knew, because she was telling us on this telephone call. I mean, I was listening to Oprah on the telephone. Of course, we were all muted. We couldn't talk to her. We couldn't talk back, but we were listening. And she said, I knew he was a man of God, she says, because I could feel the peace coming from him. She says, I could feel his calmness. And I'm paraphrasing, but she did say, I could feel the peace. And then this woman who has everything said, and I'm quoting, let me try to do my Oprah quote, I wish I had some of that peace. I wish I had some of that peace. I wish I had some of that peace. So when I ask you, what do you want? It's really to ask yourself again. Look at your list. Does any of your list does any of the things on your list come with something that you have to do? Does anything that you have listed, is there anything that you have to do to achieve it? Because what I'm talking about is nothing that you have to do. This happiness, this peace is a practice skill. It is your foundation. It's what you practice every day. Now, they'll say, okay, so you have to practice, so that means you have to do something. Well, it is you're practicing. You know what you're really doing? You're practicing. You're going back to who you were when you were born. Because none of us came out wanting, I'm speaking for myself, wanting, I got a New York Times bestseller. Listen, my second book, Program for Unhappiness, I think that there's a lot of good things in there. There's a lot of good things to practice in there there are a lot of things that I practice that have given me more of a sense of peace, and I want to share that. But in reality, my ego is the New York Times bestselling. My ego is how many people are going to read it. My ego is how many people are going to be helped by it. But in reality, it's just an expression of what I've learned. And let it go at that. What if one person reads it? What if no people read it? What if one? This numbers thing. That's another ego trap. I'm here begging you to recognize and realize what are those program wants versus these universal wants. Is what you want man-made, or is what you want universal? If it's man-made, people, I'm letting you know there is no satisfaction. Well, listen, there's a quick sense of satisfaction. You might have a quick sense like it's like eating junk food. Woo wee! Let me tell you something. Those tacos from Taco Bell are, ooh, they sure taste good in the moment. Those barbecue chips, those jalapeno chips sure do taste good in the moment, but are they satisfying? What I'm talking about practicing is practicing so you will feel satisfied, content. This, you know, I'm not the only one that has demonstrated finding or feeling or wanting more than anything this sense of peace, this sense of contentment. I'm not the only one, but I do know that it's a minority. I do know it's a minority. Only because the majority is not practicing peace. Is there anything wrong with that? No. But I just want you to be clear on when you say you want to be happy. Oh, here we go. How about, okay, sorry, you do-gooders. How about these people that say, and I used to say it too, I want world peace. Well, if you want world peace, the first thing that you do is look in the mirror and then you tell the truth. How peaceful are you? What are you contributing to this world to add to world peace? And if you find fault with anybody else out there, and if you find disgust, and if you are all of this stuff, if you find criticism, if you're criticizing anybody else out there, know that that is not bringing any more peace into this world. I'm just saying. You know, happiness is a practice skill. And let me say something. You know what? I know why I'm here in the forest. I know why I'm here. I've already experienced so many things here that I'm not the same. If you listened earlier in the show, not early in the show, but earlier in the year, I have a neighbor that's the closest neighbor to me yell and scream in my face, calling me a crazy bitch, and he's going to sue me. I mean, yell. I have never had anybody that yelled and screamed at me like that. And he was a big guy. Is a big guy. Yelled and screamed. He probably screamed at me for at least 5 minutes. And it was. And let me tell you something, my dear audience. Let me tell you something. The only reason. The only reason why I was able to be peaceful and not take anything that he said personally and really feel, wow, and feel detached from anything that he said, and, well, all right, thanks, is because of the practice. Because when anybody, and I've said it 100 times, because people are angry out there, whenever anybody is angry, it's never at you. Audience, it's never at you. It's always coming from whatever's going on inside. So you never take anything personally. But they put me here, I say they. The universe put me here to practice more behaviors, more observations of being peace, finding peace. How am I going to find peace when I'm afraid of every moment? I can't go. I'm not going outside when it's dark. Oh, no. Now if somebody was here, I'm not going outside if it's dark. I used to go outside all the time. Why? This fear thing, the universe wanted me to feel fear, and guess what? I know this is going to sound really wacky, but they want me to find this peace. Find peace even in the middle of feeling fearful. What? I'll say it again, because I don't even know if I heard it. Find peace even in the middle of feeling fearful, of being afraid. Oh, I know why I'm here. I'm here to grow. I'm here to expand. I'm here to evolve. But it wasn't what I thought. Being in the forest when I first came, listen, there's a peace. When I got lizards, I got bats, I have infestations of bugs, I have turkeys, I have animals, robins, I have birds banging into the windows. Come on, I on and on. Listen, And now my Oregonian people are telling me, have you seen a snake yet? Oh, Jesus. Seen a snake? I told the universe, if you guys force me to look at a snake, I think I'm going to end it. So listen, my journey is not your journey, but I just want you to look at things with a different perspective and with an openness to grow, a willingness to grow, a willingness to stretch. Because when you do, I promise you, peace, more peace, is right around the corner. Right around the corner. I can feel that I'm not as afraid as when I first moved here. I'm telling you, I was spooked. I was walking outside with my shoulders up to my ears. Now my shoulders are about halfway. They're not all the way up to the ears. But that's what we're here, to be ourselves, to grow, and to find, discover the peace that is within. It is nothing to do with outside. It's nothing to do with this external thing. Is happiness a choice? How would you react if someone was yelling at you? How would you react if somebody was cheating? Somebody was ripping you off and you knew about it. How would you react if somebody was talking about you, gossiping, saying something that wasn't true? All of those things. I've experienced all those things by being here. How would you react if you were fired? All of those things. And the new mantra is, who cares? It's not important. It's not serious. What I care about, what's really important, what's serious, is my peace, my foundation, and what I'm contributing. That's it. That's today's show. What do you think? Really? Thank you. I agree. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is out there. I have a few videos on YouTube. One of these days I'll post some more. I'm going to have to figure out how I get those my Facebook videos on YouTube. I'll figure it out. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com and Lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U. Second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out one of these days. Join me again next week. But until then, my dear audience, I want you to live consciously. I want you to be aware. I want to empower you. When I say I want to empower you, you have the power. You have the power to be self-aware and ask yourself in every moment, am I choosing drama? Am I choosing peace? Am I finding something to criticize? Am I finding something to judge? Who's really making the decisions? Is this a universal decision I'm making, or is this a programmed? You know, this relationship thing is really interesting too, because there's so many people in relationships that are unhappy, and the only reason why they are unhappy, the only reason why you are unhappy in a relationship, the only reason is because there's no acceptance of the other person. You want the other person to be different. You want the other person to be something that they're not. And the only reason why I say this is because that was me. Oh, I wanted my ex-husband to be something that he wasn't. And guess what? No matter how much I nagged, no matter how much I yelled, no matter how much I pouted, no matter how much I wanted it, if you are not accepting somebody else for who they are, and I mean total acceptance, it's always going to be a problem. Okay, that's another show. That's another show. I'm going off. Okay. I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You are a physical extension. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's a quote from Abraham. It's not my quote, but it's my favorite quote. Until next week, have a conscious week, self-aware. Make, you know, all I'm asking is just practice a little bit. Practice letting go of expectations. Practice letting go of having preferences. Practice letting go of the resistance. Practice thinking that there is nothing important, there is nothing serious. Practice not giving power to words. I could go on and on and on about what to practice, but it's the end of the show. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real.
Time to get real.